This is Greg Holden. Welcome to the Enter the Shell show. I am no longer happy in this tower terrain. I swear I have lost all the reasons I came. So I'll take one last trip to the bar. Maybe it'll give me the spark teasing with the traps in the street. There's mines in this city with appearance so sheep. The white picket fence skyline's gone black, and I don't feel a thing when I'm back. So what if I was to get up and go, sell my soul to the opposite coast? Only I'd be the one to say when I'm wrong, 'cause I'd sooner be right. To come, my test it is empty, and this test it is done. You're a fool to believe what they say. You only get what you need if you pay. So what if I was to get up and go, sell my soul to the opposite coast? Only I'd be the one to say when I'm wrong. What if I was to get up and go, sell my soul to the opposite coast? Only I'd be the one to say when I'm wrong. Only I'd be the one to say when I'm wrong. Only I'd be the one to say when I'm wrong, 'cause I'd sooner be right and gone.
Woo-hoo!
Live from NoHo 2 Studios.
Yeah, that might have sounded like a CD or something, not for a computer, but it was live.
It was live from NoHo 2 Studios.
And we've actually paid people to come into the studio to... No, I'm just kidding. No, we've got a live studio audience tonight. We're actually really excited about this. We're kicking things off with Greg Holden. And
Holden. You can find Greg Holden at gregholdenonline.com. Now, some of you will remember Greg Holden about 6 months ago. We had him on, and this was like when he was still doing his Sing for the City EP that I know a bunch of you guys went out and bought. I heard this EP, and like, I cried. I'm not going to lie.
He fell in love. He had a total, like, man crush on you. He's like, oh, I love Greg. I'm like, okay, we're going to have to talk about this.
I have that effect on men.
Yes.
Me and Sarah actually were talking about this album, just how great it was. And I remember talking to you about
New York, and this is kind of like, not necessarily a tribute to New York, but New York, it always inspires you.
Yeah.
But guess what? Now you're here in LA, motherfucker.
Yeah. Right? We were just talking about how bad traffic is. Greg's like ready to rip his hair out. He's like, get me back to New York. So last time that you were on the show, one of the things that we talked about was your love for cheap wine.
Yep.
And so in honor of that, we have a case of Two Buck Chuck here in the studio tonight. Yeah. So we are getting everyone liquored up. And then we're gonna take the party bus all over LA after this, and
it's gonna be amazing. We're gonna hit up all the places that we wish we all could go.
Exactly.
I have no idea where that's at, but somewhere.
Turtle's already drunk, so please excuse him.
Like, we can go to my mom's house. It's gonna be amazing. So I live there.
No. How's your week going so far, Greg?
My week is going great.
What have you been doing here in LA?
I've been sitting in traffic mostly.
Oh, okay. On your way to doing what?
I've been in the studio for the last month, so I'm just putting the finishing touches on my album now, so I've just been going back and forth.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling really good about it. Yeah, it's going really well, and I've had some amazing musicians on the record, and yeah, it's I'm excited.
Good.
There was on enterthesheld.com, we posted a song by this guy that Amanda Palmer just recently discovered. I don't know if any of you guys went on Enter the Shell and checked that out, but you can get that free song there. Free plug right there. So Amanda Palmer, for those that don't know, she's part of the Dresden Dolls, and she lives in Boston, and she was just walking along one day, and she spotted these two people. You know, they were just hugging, and she's like, hey, do you want a photo? And the guy didn't really know who this girl was. And so he was like, yeah, sure, no problem. And then, like, after a while, like, it clicked. I don't know how many of you guys have ran into celebrities out in L.A. or just anywhere. I've ran into, like, a dozen of them all the time.
Turtle's kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big
deal.
I thought you were a celebrity.
People actually run into Turtle all the time, and they're very excited about it. So
yeah, so it finally clicked in his head that, hey, this is Amanda Palmer. And then he mentions to her, hey, you know what? I kind of do burlesque music kind of like you. She's like, really? I just live like four blocks down. Do you want to come to my studio? We can record something. And she webcasted it. As soon as that happened, they started a Kickstart campaign. And within 48 hours, they raised $8,000.
Wow.
Which brings us to you. You started a Kickstart campaign, and you raised...
But explain Kickstart for people that don't know.
Kickstart is...
A Kickstarter.
Yeah, a Kickstarter is like, you want to do something, whether you're a band, like you need a new guitar, or...
So it's kind of like
musical.
It's
not just music.
It's
painters, photographers, filmmakers. There's loads of different people.
So basically, like from what Turtle was explaining, it's kind of like a website where you can go and post your stuff, post what you're doing, and then people can donate to the cause, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so you did that, and you had
what compelled you to want to do this first? Let's talk about this, because it's like one of those things for me. Like, you know, Turtle and I tried to do a Kickstarter campaign, and we raised like $5. So let's talk about...
And that was my mom. My mom's a big influence.
And she donated in all quarters, so we were like pissed about that. But, okay, so let's talk about the process. You decided, hey, I want to do this album.
Well, for me, it was about remaining independent.
Okay.
And not selling my soul to the devil, as some may put it. But making the album that I wanted to make was financially impossible without the help of something like that website. I mean, I'm not going to say how much it cost, but thank God for that website. I just didn't want to... I'm not saying record labels are bad. I'm not at all. But for me, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to remain completely independent and free of any commitment. And... I'd seen my friend use this website effectively. She raised a whole lot of money, more than I did, and she made her album. And once I'd seen that, I was like, I need to jump on that train.
I think it's so cool. I think it's kind of almost, you know, just with the way that the world is and the economy. We can talk about the economy, but I think it's cool to see artists do this and then to see the fans donate. I mean, don't you guys think it's kind of cool to see like an artist do something like that, you know, because sometimes maybe some people think that they're above that, you know?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's
like
above
totally
that
not.
Nowadays. I'm totally not above that.
Totally give me your money.
I'll take money from my fans. No, I think, I hope that I, in a way, my album gives something back. I mean, I feel guilty. I'm plagued with guilt every day from taking all that money from people. I just, every day I want to email each and every one of them saying, sorry, I'm spending
the
money
You better produce one hell of an album. Exactly, yeah. Pressure's on now.
But it was an amazing thing. I mean, to watch it and to see how much money I raised, it blew my mind.
Can we talk about how much money you raised?
Yeah, I raised $30,001.
$30,001 for this.
Is that $1 like just a kicker for you? Because you're like, I had $30,000 and then here comes this $1.
Or do you ever want to get four more so you can like round it up? Like, does it bug you?
No, it makes me happy.
Okay, good.
It's better than $29,999.
Is that what you originally set your goal for? Was it $20,000?
$20,000 was the goal.
And then $30,000. What happened at like $19,999? Were you just like, I just need $1? Then
I hit 20 within the first 2 weeks, so I didn't want to just let it sit for two more weeks because I felt like people can take their money back also. So I wanted to make sure it was well over the 20 at that point because I was kind of confident that we'd hit the goal and maybe I could raise some more. So I decided that I'm going to record an EP at home when I get back to New York.
Oh, very cool.
Just an acoustic EP, much like the last one. And I'm going to send it to all of the people who donated for free. So I kind of made that an incentive. So I was like, if you want a free copy of the EP, like tell all your friends some more. And then more money got raised. So.
Cool.
I mean, it's amazing. I still can't believe it.
Do you think this is going to be a part of Greg Holden and what you do from here on out?
I hope not. Every time I make an album, I just ask for money. No, I hope not. Like, I think it's an amazing thing to get me started. And I hope that this album gives me a big enough push and a big enough, I don't know, enough fans to maybe raise enough money next time through just sales and touring to pay for my next record.
Can I borrow $5,000?
Yeah.
If I can just...
We just put it out there real quick.
It was funny. The money went into my bank, and then the next day I wrote a huge check to the producer, and it was just like gone.
Like, oh.
Like, oh, God. The biggest check I ever wrote in my life.
Yes.
We do have an open mic. There is a crowd of, I want to say, 10,000 people here.
We can only see about the first 11 people in the first two rows. Yeah. I forgot my glasses. So, but if somebody wants to hop up to the mic right now and ask a question.
We're totally down.
We are totally down. And you can ask anything. Greg is totally down for the cause. So,
For example, boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
Done. See?
Well, that's interesting.
Done.
Do you have like do you buy new boxers like on the regular? Do yours have holes and stuff?
No, I don't like holy boxes. I usually just I wasn't expecting to be asked that question. I buy my boxes from H&M.
Okay. Fantastic.
And I just keep, or Uniqlo, and then I just
wow, he's like going. Totally nice, like nice telling us where he buys them.
I get mine at Target.
And they last.
So if you want to be like Greg, you can go to H&M and buy some boxers.
Exactly. I should try and get a sponsorship or something.
Okay, so somebody hop up to the mic. Let's ask Greg a question. Come on.
Nobody's excited to be here and see you. Real quick, I want to talk. Me and you, we share something very unique, and that is we're not down for Halloween.
True.
Turtle just kind of like tries to go against.
I'm a puss face. I'm like, fuck that.
He's a total puss face.
I think it's because I'm. People in England don't really celebrate Halloween as much as America. And everyone in England is going to be listening, going, we totally celebrate Halloween, but come to America on Halloween.
Totally different.
It's a lot cooler.
It's the craziest. I was in New York last Halloween, and it was the most insane thing I've ever experienced.
What were you doing this Halloween? Let's talk about that.
This Halloween.
I remember.
I didn't do anything. I gave out candy to kids.
What were some of the cool costumes that you saw? You didn't see like any little kids, and you were like, "Oh, I wish I would have dressed up like
two,
that."
Two kids that came as Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader.
Awesome!
Pretty awesome!
Awesome!
You would think that that's awesome. Total cliche costume.
Yeah,
whatever.
Whatever. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and my dream is to like buy the Empire. The clone. One of those garbs, but I'm too short.
It's kind of this like sick fetish that he has. We're actually trying to seek counseling for that as well.
If any girls want to be Princess Leia, I'm just throwing that out there.
Or just get laid.
Sounds like the Howard Stern show.
Except people walk up to the mic during the Howard Stern show. So I heard you recently carved your first pumpkin, though.
I did.
What was that all about?
What was it
about? You can't dress up, but you can carve a pumpkin. I mean, it seems like it's more work to carve a pumpkin.
I mean, I was trying to get into the spirit. I dressed up as a pimp.
Was that what? Are you wearing your pimp outfit right now? Because you look pretty pimpish.
Really? I look a pimp. All right, I dressed up as a pimp from the 70s. Had a big afro wig and some.
When you carved your pumpkin, was it like anything special? Did it say like Greg Holden, or was it just triangle eyes?
It was a face.
It was a face.
Pretty original.
Nobody was injured during the pumpkin carving. Okay.
We do have a question.
Woohoo!
And we are going to take it from this lovely lady. I see.
What's your name?
Hi, Michelle Bautista.
Okay, nice Michelle.
To meet you. Nice to meet you too.
What's your question for Greg?
Well, first I want to say you have such an amazing voice.
Thank you.
And you're so talented. And my question is, how did music become a part of your life? What made you decide to pursue it? And do you write your own lyrics? And where do you draw your inspiration?
Well, I was late to starting music. I started music when I was 17. And it's because I was going through, I didn't really have that many friends at school or anything to really go for. And then one day I saw someone playing in a bar where I was working, and they kind of struck me, and I saw how everyone was watching them, and I was like, I've got to learn how to do that. So I asked the same particular guy to teach me guitar, and then I just fell in love with it straight away. So from then on, I started gaining more self-confidence, and I made friends, and I became part of a scene, and it was such a wonderful feeling to be in this world of music. And then I started listening to all sorts of different kinds of music, and it was just infectious. So I draw my inspirations from loads of different stuff. But the first kind of acoustic music I was listening to was Bob Dylan, and then I started listening to Green Day.
That's awesome.
That's definitely changing the gears right
there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, so we, like we said earlier, we've got a live studio audience. We've got Greg Holden here in the studio. We are very excited about everything that's going on. And typically what we like to do, same thing as Turtle likes to do to women, is he likes to tease them.
I do.
So we are going to tease...
I'm such a whore, ladies.
We are going to tease you with a little Greg... actually, we're not even going to tease you. We're just going to give it to you.
Yeah, we're going to give it hard and fast. And then, no, I'm just kidding.
Or oh we're God. Just...
You've had too much wine.
We've got a nice lineup of live music here in the studio for you tonight. And this next song that Greg is going to perform for us right here is called The American Dream. And that's right here on The Enter the Shell Show.
Before I play this, I just want to say it's not an American bashing song. It's a story I saw when I was on the subway in New York. I saw a homeless couple struggling one evening, and it was quite a sad image. So I wrote this as almost from their perspective, so... I just wanted to say that before I played it.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer. I love America. Don't you worry, darling. I'll try to keep you warm tonight. Please don't keep telling me you're starving. I'll do all I can to put it right. I'm gonna make some kind of living. I'll take the night shift if I must. But I won't stop till I find something. Make you a promise you can trust. I know that we've been losing lately, but I've one last thing that could be sold. I could pawn the watch my father gave me and buy a shelter from the cold. Ooh, a light will shine soon. Will shine soon. Will shine soon. don't you give up, baby. Come on, let those people see your face. You're not the one who should be worried, no. We're not the ones who are disgraced. I'm gonna stick it to the man. I'll do anything I can to keep those fuckers off our money. They won't ever understand what I want for you. What I want for us. So we're gonna live the American dream, be millionaires by the sea. Not a worry in the world. One day we'll have our little girl, we'll call her Lucy. We'll call her Lucy. Will shine soon. Ooh, our light will shine soon. Ooh, our light will shine soon. Ooh. Will shine soon. Will shine soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Beautiful.
Greg Holden. You can find him, GregHoldenOnline.com. Real quick, who are the fuckers trying to take your money? Let's in that song.
Oh, well, like I said, that's the story from... the perspective of those two homeless people.
Turtle's a little slow. He didn't quite get that.
Yeah, I'm like, why are people trying to take these people's money? It's not cool, man.
Well, it was such a sad image. Sorry to go into detail. I might as well explain it. But the guy was like this really optimistic, kind of desperate guy, and his wife was just kind of, she had her face covered and she was like crying. And it was,
did you talk to them at all? Or
no, I was writing this song on my phone actually.
Okay.
As I was watching, it was kind of weird. And he was like, "Don't worry, we're gonna be okay. Like, we'll find somewhere to stay tonight." And she was like crying. It was awful. Actually, it was a really weird and moving moment. So I figured, why not?
So why not write a song?
I did it because I wanted people to know, like, that's the sort of shit that happens, and
in America,
it happens everywhere.
I know
it happens everywhere. But the fuckers taking the money, I think it just the you know,
it happens.
Yeah.
So are you usually like on your toes, like ready to write stuff?
No, not at all. I just kind of wait until it hits me.
Okay. Cool.
Let's talk about you being in the studio, and how much of that would you say you actually play versus when they bring in somebody else?
Yeah, that's a good question. I went in, and for the first couple of days, we were just going through songs and figuring out what was good enough and what wasn't, and ways to improve the songs that were good enough to make them better. And then I spent a week tracking my guitars and my vocals. Less than a week, it was maybe like 4 days. And then all of a sudden, all the musicians came in. So I've just been sitting on a couch for the last 3 weeks.
Just watching them.
Just watching the amazing musicians. Like.
Let's talk about the writing. And when I know you brought in some guest vocalists. Does your writing change? Because then you're like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to have a guest vocalist come in and do this. Or is that all by accident? Or well, how does your writing reflect all that?
The guest vocals are actually the people, when I've had the people... Let me start that again. The guest vocals are people who have written the songs with. So there's a song that Katie Costello is playing on that we wrote that song together. There's a song that Joey Ryan's playing on that we wrote together. There's one song that, another one that me and Katie wrote where there's a girl called Jessica Hoop singing on there.
Okay.
She's amazing. And they're the three guest vocals. But yeah, for the most part, it's people who I've actually written the song with. So
you like collaborating with people?
On those particular songs, yeah.
Yes, okay. So let's talk about your producer, Tony Berg. Mm. You said that he is pretty much like inspiring the shit out of you right now.
Yeah, he is.
let's talk about how producers play into this whole recording experience for you?
Well, for me, I used to think producers were just the guy who pressed the buttons and recorded the music.
And I think a lot of people do, and probably listeners don't realize how much the whole process of...
The producer is just as much as an artist as I am. The engineer is the guy who presses all the buttons. But Tony is, he's a phenomenal musician. He knows so much about music, and he's very cultured and very, I don't know, there's something about him. He has this overwhelming power to make me want to do better. So just going through the songs with him has just made me think in a different way, and he thinks against what everybody else will think. Like, so you think you go to a certain chord, he'll be like, no, let's not go to that one, let's go to something completely different, and it throws you off. And I like that he's looking for something unique rather than just following the pattern,
following suit.
But yeah. He's great. Like, he's amazing.
Tell me about producers and how they put people's ego in check. Was that a problem for not necessarily you?
Because you
for
seem
anybody?
Like a totally egotastic man.
Beyond egotastic.
You are such an asshole.
But I've heard a lot of producers. That's another part of their job is putting these
bring people back to the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. Thankfully, I don't feel like I have an ego. So I went in there very eager to learn and very eager to listen to Tony. So it was, I kind of got everything out of it that I wanted, and I didn't feel like needed to put my ego down, I guess. If anything, he just made me feel worse about
myself. If anything,
myself.
He smashed my ego.
Damn, I'm terrible. Any ego that I had is now gone. So,
yes.
If there's anybody that wants to do a question, I think we're having really bad luck with that, but I'm just throwing it out there. Do you want to stop on by?
Okay, and, what's your name?
Audrey.
Audrey, thanks for coming in. What's your question?
Thanks for having me. For all the people, like the girls especially, that you write songs about, do you ever tell them or do they ever find out? And there's like the awkward, like, hey, remember that song?
I have very, very few songs that are actually about girls. All love.
Most of the girls that he writes about is actually...
It's a physical place.
It's me, actually, that he's writing about. So we can't really get into that.
I did tell her when I wrote all of my songs about her.
And I was like, if you write this song, I'll have you on my show. And he was like, deal. So,
but when I was younger, when I first started writing, obviously I was writing a lot of... When you first start writing, that's all you write is love songs. Because the reason you start playing guitar is because you want to have sex with a girl. Like
I was thinking maybe make out, but you wanted to have sex.
Any guy who tells you he didn't start playing guitar for that reason is a liar.
Well, Turtle never learned how to play guitar, so that's probably why he never had sex.
No, how dare you? I learned how to play guitar, and the women did not even notice me, so don't worry.
They didn't notice me either.
Good. Amazing. I did learn a lot. The first song I did learn, though, was Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Of course it was.
That's probably why it didn't work.
I was like, twinkle, twinkle, little star. And like the girls would just walk away. What was the first song you learned on guitar?
Green Day, Time of Your Life, actually.
Time of Your Life. Yeah.
But in answer to your question, yeah, I did tell them. I wrote you a song.
And now do they come after you like, oh, remember that one time you wrote me a song, Gray?
No. It was obviously a terrible song.
You're like, I lost their number. Yeah. Well, speaking of songs that Greg has written about me, we're going to actually have him perform one of the songs that he wrote about me. I just want to clarify, this one is about me.
Kai, is this song about you?
I think so. That's what I've heard. I mean, people have been telling me that it's possible.
What's funny
it's
is
possible.
This song's called As Far As I Can.
As Far As I Can. As Far As I Can Get Away From Kai. geez, Greg. He was supposed to play another song called She's Got Something, and we just figured it was going to make a lot of the women in the audience tonight
jealous.
Mad because it's about me as well. So, no, but let's take a little listen into Greg's song, As Far As I Can. That's right here on the Enter the Shell show.
I'm gonna leave this memory, and I'm never coming back. Gonna take with me everything and erase all my tracks. But don't come looking, 'cause you won't find me in the same old places that I used to be. I've been living in the same daydream for years. And if you're happy, I'll be happy for you. I hope everything you want, it finds you too. But I'm gonna get as far as I can from here. Ooh, as far as I can from here. Ooh, as far as I can. As far as I can from here. Well, it won't be easy, 'cause I've worked all my life. Gonna trade all this comfort for the edge of a knife. But don't come looking, 'cause you won't find me in the same old places that I used to be. I've been living in the same daydream for years. And if you're happy, I'll be happy for you. I hope everything you want, it finds you too. But I'm gonna get as far as I can from here. Ooh, as far as I can from here. Ooh, as far as I can, as far as I can, as far as I can, as far as I can from here. But don't come looking, 'cause you won't find me in the same old places that I used to be. I've been living in the same daydream for years. And if you're happy, I'll be happy for you. I hope everything you want, it finds you too. I'm gonna get as far as I can from here. As far as I can from here.
Yeah. So when you went into the whole writing process for this song, where were you trying to get away from?
From my past. No, I think it was that song's about leaving home, like a small town you're from, and
going to New York or what?
No, just moving into a place where you're tested.
Do you feel like growing up the area that you grew up, for people that don't know, was it a small town or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So do you feel like that helped you with your creative process?
Not at all.
Not at all. You really lucked out.
So. No, I mean, I found it a lot more difficult to write about things until I actually had things to write about.
But you got the itch and you got out, and
yeah,
then
I got out, and that's when I kind of started writing more. So,
okay, cool. Well, you know, Turtle and I were talking about you earlier. Shocker.
We call each other on the phone. Like I get
I'm
on
like,
my
hey,
phone
do you want to talk about Greg? And he's like,
of course
yeah.
I do. Of course.
Because I really don't actually like talking to him. So I'm like, if you're gonna call me, we have to talk about somebody else. So. We were like, hey, let's ask Greg what's the most adventurous thing he's ever done.
Oh, God, I hate that question.
I know.
I'm not very adventurous, so I always try and make things up, and I
do it.
Or, like, wild. I mean, did you ever, like, go get, like, a tattoo on a whim, or are you pierced somewhere
all
weird?
All my tattoos are on a whim.
How many tattoos do you have?
8.
Oh, my goodness.
So I always get them when I think it's a good idea, and then...
When was the first tattoo?
It was right before... I think it was 20.
Okay.
Which is like...
And now he's 40, so...
It was yesterday.
My balls just dropped, and I just got my tattoo. And when was your last tattoo? Was it recent?
My last tattoo was in the spring.
Do you get, like, weird things? Do you have a theme? Like,
it's like your face. I just have a lot of your faces.
I figured as much. I mean, I know how much I inspire you with your music. So how do the ladies deal with seeing my face on you? Is that fine?
It doesn't go down very well.
Have them call me. It's cool. I'm totally down to talk to them about that. I mean, it happens, you know, when there's somebody amazing that walks into your life like me. I mean, is it in color or is it black and white? Just curious. What am I wearing? Nothing. Perfect. Nothing. Because I have an amazing body.
Except for her boobs. She needs more bigger boobs. I'm just saying.
And what are you
then it got
about?
Quiet. It got, everyone's like, no.
Everyone's like, yes, she does have 12-year-old boobs. That's really too bad for her. It's okay. Greg does not discriminate.
Does he motorboat them, Kai?
Anyways, next question.
Yeah, okay. So, Greg.
This definitely is the Howard Stern show. The treatment.
It's the wine.
I have no idea. Okay. So, Greg, you lost a lot of faith in people and many aspects of the music industry. Did you gain faith in yourself and in your music from that?
Eventually.
It takes time, though, right?
Well, when you start playing music, all you dream about is the record deal. You know, like, that's what everybody goes towards. And I think soon, especially lately, you find out that it's not always the best option. It's not always the wrong option. I'm definitely not slating it. It is right for a lot of people. The pop world definitely still relies heavily on the music industry and the major labels because so much money gets pumped into the pop world. For what I'm doing, I don't feel like I need it. So I don't want it. But I did want it for a long time until things happened and I was let down and I was ripped off, and certain things happened that definitely discouraged me from wanting to deal with companies, and that's why I wanted to be independent and just take care of it myself.
Was there ever a point where you said, you know what, screw this, like, I'm done, I'm ready to walk away from it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Spring this year.
Yeah.
I almost quit.
And what happened? What was that thing that just...
Well, he got the tattoo of me, and then he realized how good it looked, and then he was like, maybe I should.
I'm not going to go into it, but something happened where I ended up losing a lot of money because of a company, and it hurt, and I trusted the company, and whatever. I'm not going to go into it.
But this stuff is real, and it happens.
Yeah.
So
it was very discouraging, and for a while I was like, why do I even bother doing this? But then I just saw the light.
But that's a real test to yourself, honestly. When shit goes down, you better be ready.
Well, you put all your eggs into one basket. I don't have any other. I don't have a backup plan for this career. You know, I dropped everything 2 years ago to do this. So when you have so much riding on it, it pisses you off so much when it doesn't work out. So,
well, what does the audience think? I mean, don't you think Greg should continue doing what he's doing? Let's hear a round of applause for that. Yay. I mean, you're kind of a big deal. People were like stuck in traffic trying to get here tonight to see you,
including myself.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Do we have any questions for the audience?
Questions.
Wow. Yeah. One person. I love it.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. What's your name?
Allie.
My
question is, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Best advice I've ever been given? Wow, that's a good question. I think that it's to, no matter how many people put you down and tell you can't do something, that you should just always do it anyway. I know it sounds kind of cliche, but I think it doesn't matter how good or bad you are at something. If you feel like you're going in the right direction in life, then you should just keep doing it because at least you're happy, you know? Fuck everybody else. As long as you're happy with what you're doing. Thanks for the question.
Yeah, that was a good, really good question.
I was on the spot there, I had to think.
Okay, so you've been working a lot since you've been here. It sounds like you've been working like every day for like the last 2 weeks. Talk to me about the process with your music and whatnot. Are there some songs that you've written now that hold more meaning now that you've been diving in and doing as much as you've been doing? Do you find like, oh, wow, maybe this was like the redheaded stepchild song that is suddenly like coming to light and it's
like
a
it
favorite.
Means more, you mean like, yeah, something I've written in the past and it's come to light.
Yeah, or just even with what you're working on right now that you're like, okay, maybe this was my favorite, but wait, maybe this one is like holding a lot of meaning for me right now.
I don't know. The songs I've been writing recently are a lot more... I feel like they're a lot more opinionated. And I'm trying to write about things that maybe are more important to a lot of other people as well as myself. I used to write a lot of songs about, oh, God, everything's going so crap for me. And like the last... The song I played second about the people on the subway and everything. I'm starting to write... In a non-pretentious way, I'm trying to raise maybe some issues and try and have something to say, because there are so many songwriters who just don't have much to say. And I'm not saying that I am at all different to that, but I think that's the whole point in being a singer-songwriter, and that's how it all started. That's how the folk thing started. People had things to say, and I think I'm trying to figure out what it is I'm trying to say. Right.
Are you flexible with kind of how your writing goes? You used to kind of write about this, and now you're going to write about that. Are you just kind of going with it?
Yeah, you go through phases, definitely, of writing different types of songs.
Do you feel like there's like a new phase coming up?
I'm definitely thinking about writing more songs about you.
That's what I'm talking about. I have this
effect.
I don't
know if that's going to sell.
This just began.
No. I mean,
this is something that
now that we're here in person, he like keeps looking at his phone like I think he wants to write a song right now.
Right now. No. He's like, no, I don't.
I'm paying him under the table to say that.
Let's talk. Wait, what'd you say? I thought you just said you were beating him under the table. I was like, there's no tables here, Kai.
Gosh, Turtles, mine's always in the gutter.
Always.
Okay, Howard.
Let's talk about YouTube real quick. You kind of cultivated your following from there, but lately you've just been not posting videos and stuff like that. Has something changed in your life?
Well, I've been busy.
With me. He's playing
hard. Damn you, Kai.
No, he's been playing hard to get.
I've been making an album. I haven't been writing as much because I've just been busy. And the things I am writing too, like I used to just post a song that I would write and post it onto YouTube. Because I'm making an album, I want people to have some songs that they haven't heard. You know, I don't want everything to already have been heard. So I guess in a way I'm kind of holding off. But I've definitely had a few emails recently from people saying that I've abandoned my YouTube following, which I completely haven't.
What do you say to them?
It's
do you
planned
say,
for.
Like, don't worry, baby, it's cool, or what?
I don't know. I hope they don't think that. You know, they have to appreciate that I'm not sat at home every day writing songs.
How much do you appreciate this social media movement in terms of, you know, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube? I mean, it's clearly helped you.
It's imperative, you know.
Yeah.
For an independent or even non-independent artist, it's so important. The social network. I mean, we can have our music heard all over the world because of YouTube, because of MySpace. I mean, that would be impossible.
Well, it was very, very, very different even when we were growing up. You know, that just wasn't available. So
yeah, I mean,
just...
my first New York show, there was like 100 people there. It was my first time ever playing in New York. First time I'd ever been to New York, pretty much. So it was like, what the hell? You know, but it's all because of things like YouTube and MySpace. So, I mean, without that, I would be screwed.
Helping get the word out. Okay, so we're going to take some more questions from our beautiful studio audience. We have some very, like, sexy people in here today.
Very sexy.
I'm, like, intimidated. Like, Greg's going to get a tattoo of one of these people because they're way sexier than me. Like, next to my face. Okay, who wants to come ask Greg a question?
And I see a lawyer coming up. It might be a lawyer question.
She's got her briefcase. Actually, Greg might be in trouble right now.
Yeah, are you in trouble, Greg? Do you need a lawyer?
Why is he sweating bullets right now? Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Denise.
Denise.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
This is a real treat. I'm first time hearing you. I'm trying to picture imagine what an album with you would sound like. What kind of instrumentation will be on it? Do you play any other instruments?
Sadly, I don't play any other instruments. I'm learning piano. But there are some incredibly talented musicians on my upcoming album, some of which it's just a complete honor to have them on there. It's fairly non-conventional in a sense. There's drums and there's bass and there's some electric guitar, but there's a lot of weird instruments. There's like the auto harp and there's some weird crazy sounds. There's a lot of ambient sounds and that sort of thing. So I didn't want to go down the conventional routes so much, and that's what's good about Tony Berg is he brings in a lot more strange things. But yeah. That's the answer.
Awesome. Thank you for your question. Hey, when can people expect this?
I'm hoping for this spring.
This spring?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to give it time to put together a good release plan and everything and do it properly.
Absolutely.
And some more money.
And in the meantime, we've got some, we got a tour date here. December 8th, if you're in New York or around the area, you want to see Greg, he's going to be at the Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 2. So that's lots of fun.
And that's going to be your last show, right?
Of the year, yeah.
Of the year.
I said that 2 months ago. and then I kept booking more shows. So. But yeah, that will be the last show of the year.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go into the next song. And then after that, we're gonna throw some gossip. And
that's what we do.
Yeah. And see what it's like in Kai's Celebrity Corner. But until then, Greg Holden, away.
This is what song?
I guess following footsteps is coming up next, right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Following steps like water in line. I can walk through the streets, but I can't turn back time. I imagine the life that I'm starting to lead. I open my mind and I start to believe. Buying a drink of whiskey and ice, it'll help me to live, but it won't save my life. I have traveled so far from my great British home. I am by myself, but I don't feel alone. Which way should I turn? Wanna see, wanna feel, wanna learn. The mystery blows, it's hard and it's cold, but it works. Read through the books and I skip to the page that describes every action and the choices he made. The answers I find and the puzzles I solve don't even cover the costs or what this involves. Which way should I turn? Wanna see, wanna feel, wanna learn. The mystery blows, it's hard and it's cold, but it works. Which way should I turn? Wanna see, wanna feel, wanna learn. The mystery blows, it's hard and it's cold, but it works. But it works. Ooh. Ooh. I am never to know what history hides. I can cut through the stone, but I won't see inside. The evidence fades, but the legend lives on. What came from the heart can never be wrong.
What comes from the heart can never be wrong. Ayo.
Exactly. And coming so from Speaking of cheese, let's talk about Kai's Celebrity Corner.
That's right. Let's take a look at what's happening in Hollywood this week. We're so glad that you could be here to, like, you know, be a part of all the juicy gossip. Are you a gossip whore? Like, when you're in the grocery store, do you like get in on all the dirty magazines?
I hate it more than anything else.
So if you ever end up on like the cover of one of these, what are you gonna do? Freak out?
I'm gonna kill myself.
Okay, who was your first like celebrity crush? I'm just curious.
First celebrity crush. Well, I know that I wrote somewhere online that it was Melissa Joan Hart, so I have to say that.
Of course,
stick with the consistency.
Or you can give us.
I take that back. Actually,
do it.
I don't know. Celebrity crush. Do you ever watch that Kylie Minogue video, spinning around?
Kylie Minogue, is that the one that goes na na na?
I don't know. She was wearing gold pants. That's all I remember.
Fantastic.
But I actually,
the gold pants did it.
I actually fell into a situation where I ended up dancing with Kylie Minogue once.
Tell me about it.
I went to I was working with this producer once who produced Kylie Minogue and the Spice Girls and stuff. I ended up in this really random situation where I didn't know how I got there. But I got invited to this award ceremony, the Brit Awards in the UK, which was he was a platinum guest or whatever. So he took me as his guest, and I ended up meeting Kylie Minogue and dancing with her and trying to buy her a drink.
How'd that work out for you?
Not that well.
Wait.
We were talking. We had a conversation.
Okay.
Did you ever go pants on?
We were dancing.
Okay.
And then a security guard came over and.
They're like, sir, we need you to take your hands off of Kylie Minogue. So he's downgraded to the other Kai, and it's working out quite well for him. Dun, dun, dun. Anyways, okay.
Like you could have had a Cadillac, but you got yourself a Buick. Horrible.
For the record, I have a big crush on Greg, and I've never been able to cross the line with him. Okay, so how many of you guys watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Anybody?
Look,
don't,
I love
I think
it.
You don't. Yes. Okay.
Cynthia does.
You guys heard of it? You know all these Real Housewives shows. I don't really have a lot of time to keep up with them, but so apparently Kyle Richards, she's one of the stars of the show. She there was a bunch of pictures taken of her. She was doing like housework around the house, and she had on like this like blue dress, black stilettos. Like she was like dressed to the nines. Like she was dressed nicer than I've ever dressed. And she was, like, taking out her garbage and her recycling. Like, is that appropriate? I mean, because you're in Beverly Hills. Like,
yes.
Is that okay?
Those guys are not okay in any way possible.
I've watched that show,
and it made me physically angry. I've never watched a show that's made me that angry in my entire life.
You just want to, like, mess their hair up and, like, smudge their makeup and, like, rip their clothes?
I would push them off a bridge. I really would. Wow. I'll say that. They're the worst.
I think
people.
You should actually write a song about it.
Yeah, I'm going to. Those guys they're awful.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so speaking of another awful person, let's talk about Kanye West. I'm still just a little bitter about how he can be, but do you like Kanye?
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah,
Kanye's actually right. Greg's best friend. So.
Yeah, Kanye's all right, you know?
No, he's all right in my book. He just, sometimes he pisses me off a little bit, but I think he's, like, starting to turn things around. He was just on a flight from Minneapolis to New York, and he was on this Delta flight. He decided to get on the loudspeaker and, like, give a free show, and I think he performed like The Good Life and Gold Digger for everybody on the plane.
Are you gonna do that?
Yeah, would you do something like that?
I think people would. I don't know if people would be happy about that.
I think you should.
You ever watch The Wedding Singer?
Yeah. Billy wouldn't do that.
Okay, so despite the 1990s British band Pulp, they have been kind of denying the fact that they would ever, like, reunite. Did you hear what's going on with them?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm a huge Pulp fan. Like, whether it be in orange juice or in music, I love Pulp. One of the songs, you know, other than Common People, one of the songs I was introduced to was Disco 2000. And that song, like, really kind of shaped who I was in my adolescence because, you know, it's that thing of, like, meeting that girl and, you know, saying, hey, you know what, in 10 years, let's meet up. And then she brings, you know, her kid from another guy. And you're just
like
you're heartbroken. You're like, shit, dude, I thought you were saving yourself for me, but apparently not, you whore. So, you know, so that really means a lot to me, and to know that these guys are like getting back together. I'm really excited about that. I don't know if you guys, if
so
there's
they are
anything,
getting back together.
Yeah, they are getting back together. I don't know if there's a bunch of big Pulp fans out there, but I'm a huge big Pulp fan. So
it's like crickets.
Yeah, crickets. I'm like, the only one.
No, they remind me. They remind me of my youth.
Really?
Yeah, it definitely takes me back to.
Did you have a favorite song?
Pulp on the radio all the time. Like that.
Yeah, they were all over the place. They were pretty big.
Dude, that's off. They see, they're rarely on the air here, and that like really pisses me off. Did you ever see the Great Expectations?
The movie?
Yeah, the movie.
The classic one?
No, the one with like, was it Ethan Hawke?
Oh, no, I saw
the non-classic classic one.
Okay, there's a song by Pulp on there called Like a Friend, and that song, I dare you to listen to it and not like it. That song is amazing, so go listen to it. It's amazing. I don't know if you. I'm like this big Pulp person, so
whatever. Totally so, like didn't even. Yeah. I didn't even notice. You I know. I totally. Like, I'm like, you gonna talk about what's going on with Pulp, or is this about you?
Well, it's about
you're
me.
Like, and then she showed up with her kid, and I was like, damn. Okay, so let's talk about the Muppet Babies or the Muppets.
The Muppets.
Were you guys Muppet fans?
I'm like huge Muppet.
I was a huge Muppet fan.
Thank you. Somebody.
Finally, we've agreed on something.
Exactly.
So there's a new, the greatest Muppet movie ever made.
Yeah.
The movie, it's being released.
Yeah, Jason Segel is in there, and he's in How I Met Your Mother and a ton of stuff. He was
supposed to be coming out 2011, I think?
Yeah, in 2011, and like, see, this is what I think about the Muppets real quick. They were...
Do you know what the Muppets are?
Yeah, okay. Muppet Christmas Carol movie.
What?
That was amazing. I love that movie.
Okay, so there's going to be something similar coming out.
Yeah. Let me tell you a real quick story about my capricious youth. I was 18, okay? And it was my birthday, and my brother and my sister... they were like 21 at the time, whatever. And I was like 18, and that came out. And I love the Muppets. And I was like, you know what? We're gonna go for my birthday, and we're gonna watch a Muppet Christmas Carol because that's how much I love the Muppets. And we went, and you know what? Like, there was nothing but little kids and ruining the experience for me.
But you're kind of the
running
same.
Around. I'm like, it's a Muppets, people. Come on.
But you're kind of the same height as little
I
kids,
am.
So
I
you
am.
Probably like mixed in.
I am. And Kermit, dude, is not Kermit the Frog the most versatile character?
Does he play Dracula in that? I can't remember. Does he play like a vampire in that?
I don't know, but I always remember he was always like a detective or a news person, and like he's just he plays banjo. He's amazing.
You should dress up as Kermit for Halloween next year.
No, for Halloween next year, me and Sarah already talked about it. She's gonna go as Leela, and I'm gonna go as Fry. And Futurama. I don't know if there's any big Futurama fans.
I love
there.
Futurama.
Futurama is amazing. Back to Kai Celebrity.
Oh, hey. You kind of look like a Muppet, by the way.
Thank
anyway,
you. I've been told that many times.
I'm going to cut this celebrity gossip off so that Turtle will shut up. Let's talk about this week's Artist of the Week. For those of you that haven't perused over to enterthesheld.com, do it because it's kind of a cool little website. Music moves us, and that's what we do, so join the music movement. Every week, one of our award-winning bloggers, his name is Milo, he does what we call the Artist of the Week, and he highlights who he thinks should be getting the highlight for this week. And this week's artist is from Ohio. I'm going to give you a couple clues. I'm not going to tell you who it is because you have to go on the website on Friday if you want to figure out who this is. This guy is from Ohio. See if you know who this is, Greg. He's a rapper. Do you listen to rap music?
Every day.
No, honestly, though. Not so much.
I listen to a little bit of rap music, but not. Oh, sorry, I'm talking away. I like Jurassic 5 a lot. That's about the only rap I listen to.
Okay.
Like, if you go out and rap music comes on, do you like know how to bust a move to it?
Start moving, yeah.
I'm going to put some rap music on after this. Okay, so he was born in Ohio. He just released his sophomore album earlier this week. One of his songs was ranked as the 15th best song of 2009. Is that even like a good ranking? Like, you're 15?
I think so.
Okay.
It's better than 20 or 45.
Okay, that's cool. He was discovered and signed to Kanye West's label, and he starred on a Mike Wahlberg HBO series. Any ideas who this is?
Everybody has such the biggest blank look.
Everyone's
on their
like,
faces.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait till Friday. Okay, well, check out the blog section this Friday to find out who is in the pursuit of happiness. That's on Enter the Shell. www.enterthesheldon.com.
And while you're there, we're going to have a few album reviews. We are reviewing Man on the Moon 2, The Legend of Mr. Roger by Kid Cudi. And then we also do covers reviews. And we're going to do Please Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna, which is covered by the Bird and the Bee. I don't know if there's any big Bird and the Bee fans out there, so check that out. And also Richard, he's going to be reviewing NERD's new album, Nothing. All that is going to be on Enter the Shell this week. Go there, like us, friend us, and then most importantly, tell your friends about us.
And most importantly, too, on EnterTheShell.com, we're going to have links to all of Greg Holden's goodies, from YouTube to websites to everything that's going on. And real quick, can we can the three of us give a round of applause to the audience for being here?
That's for you guys.
And then you guys can give yourself a round of applause. Yeah. Come on, let's do it.
Everybody.
Huge shout out to all of these fabulous music folks that came out to see Greg tonight live in the studio. And then, of course, we always love to give shout outs to everybody that hits us up on Enter the Shell, Facebook. We've got a lot of fans. Some of our fans this week, we've got Jose Valencia, James Reed, Wisdom, Mark Townsend, Adam Bailey, David Howe, Desmond Boston, Kelly Delante, sorry if I'm saying her name wrong, Alfonso Freeman, Brandon Randall, and Stacey Hoover.
And I got some shout-outs to Darlene Hogstad, The Hoser, Missy, Denise, and, of course, my sister. Thank you, guys. And you know what? We also have some CD winner shout-outs from our last or a few podcasts ago, and we completely, forgot to say that you guys won.
We must have put you in charge of that because you forgot.
Yeah, yeah. So
that red wine, you guys.
These people won some Katie Costello CDs, autographed, no less, and that's Lydia Stalin of Raleigh, North Carolina, and Mike Redman of Boston, Massachusetts. And guess what? We have Greg Holden's EP right here, and that's Sing for the City. If you go on EnterTheShell.com, we're going to get these autographed. And if you go on EnterTheShell.com, you can see how to enter into this contest.
I think Milo usually does a little blog that tells you what you have to do. You have to write in, and we make you work for it just a little bit.
Exactly.
And
but wait, there's more.
Okay, what is it?
And that is, if you enter to win this CD autographed by the great Greg Holden, you are also going to get a digital copy of the Room 5 bootleg copy.
Bootleg edition. And for those of you that don't know, it's Room 5 is a cool little venue in Los Angeles, and Greg performed there.
Great venue, I love it. A
couple months, June.
Back in June,
and we snuck in our gear. We totally snuck in.
We did it. We know somebody.
We know this guy that looked a lot like Turtle that snuck in gear, and so we've got a little bootleg edition for you, so make sure you log on to EnterTheShell.com, and there's all kinds of goodies, so pass it along.
Now, most importantly,
it's about that time.
It's about that time for the Demoralizer 3000. For those that don't know what the Demoralizer 3000, it's in back. You guys can't see it.
It's back behind us. We were explaining this earlier. We would let you guys see this machine. It's actually a machine that will take all the content from our show, and it will actually pump out the moral of today's show, so that we feel like we are giving you something to go out for the rest of your week and feel inspired. We would show you the machine. However,
it would blind your eyes.
It would blind the radiation from it. You'd probably get cancer.
Exactly.
So if you can just picture, you'll probably see some bright lights once we turn it on. We've got a couple midgets back there.
A few.
This really is the Howard Stern show.
And they all have vibrators. No, I'm just kidding.
So what time is it right now?
So it's Demoralizer 3000 time. Kermit, Muppets, Pulp, Halloween, studio audience, Tattoo of Kai, Greg Holden, NoHo 2 Studios, 2 Buck Chuck, and H&M Underwear. That means it's done. Greg, if you can tear open that envelope. And read us the moral of today's show.
The moral for today's show is, do people in England often walk their sheep on leashes? Or is this guy the exception to the rule?
What do you think?
Well, first of all, we call them leads, not leashes. So you guys got that wrong.
That's a demoralizer, by the way.
That was the machine.
Very toxic.
And
do you walk your sheep? Well,
I've never owned a sheep, but I'd say if I did own a sheep, I would probably walk it on a lead or a leash.
So maybe that's just a sign. Take sheep and make it whatever it is, and go walk it this week. Yes, okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna walk Greg.
And most importantly, go on Amazon or on iTunes and get Greg Holden's EP, "Sing for the City." His new EP is gonna come out next year.
The album.
New album is gonna come out next year. So be on the lookout for that. And you can always find Greg Holden, gregholdenonline.com. He's gonna be in New York at the Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 2, December 8th. So make sure you go out and, you know, support him.
Absolutely. And also a big shout out to NoHo 2 Studios. That's where we're at
exactly.
tonight with our live audience. And let's give them a little round of applause. Nice, sexy little venue. And of course, you know, if your mind has a little mind fart, just go to enterTheShell.com and we're going to have everything right there for you. To check out and be able to follow Greg and see what he's up to. And then, of course, I mean, we couldn't end this show without another nice little live performance. And
exactly.
We're very excited about this. So this last song that Greg's going to be performing for us tonight is called Bar on A.
I want everyone to sing also. So there you go. That's a challenge.
Except for Turtle.
Yeah.
It's nobody's fault, I did this myself. I paid for last night with a week's worth of wealth. It seemed at the time that it was worth what it cost, but my head hurts remembering the memories I lost. They said if I came here with my English charm, that by the end of each night I'd have one on each arm. The girls bought me drinks and they tempted me in, but then sent me home spinning all lonelier again. And it makes no difference what city I'm in, drinks cost the same and they do the same thing. I know it won't stop till I start up again, but I've got no intention of getting up out of this bed. In my experience, the memories come back, the good times remain and the headaches, they pass. I made some music and I made some friends, but I don't want to feel this way ever again. And it makes no difference what city I'm in, the drinks cost the same and they do the same thing. I know it won't stop till I start up again, but I've got no intention of getting up out of this bed.
Greg Holden.
All right.
Thank you. All right. We're out of here. Later.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.